Chapter 1. The Great Urban Exodus. The building of houses constitutes the major architectural work of any civilization. Lewis Mumford. People have always wanted to get out of the city. At least they have since the days of ancient Egypt, which is where scholars have traced one of the earliest known references to the suburbs. In the 14th century BC, wealthy suburban villas with spacious gardens south of the ancient Egyptian capital of Armana housed estates of the city's powerful nobles. Scholars cite later references by Cicero to suburbani, big estates outside of Rome, as early as the 1st century BC. Historian Kenneth T. Jackson cites a clay tablet dating from 539 BC, on which a resident of the then-booming Mesopotamian city-state of Ur, whose residents had started settling in the countryside, marveled to the king of Persia about how his property was so close to Babylon that we enjoy all the advantages of the city, and yet when we come home, we are away from all the noise and dust. It wasn't a leafy subdivision, but the appeal, to live outside the metropolis in quieter, more peaceful environs, was the same. But even though suburbs have been with us for some time, they were, for much of history, primarily the home of the poor. Throughout the Middle Ages and Renaissance, cities were the centers of culture, commerce, and the arts. Merchants, politicians, and other elite members of society all lived and worked closest to the core, while the poor lived at the edges or outside the city walls. It's still that way in many countries, like France, India, and Brazil. Of course, the upper crust did not avoid the outer regions altogether, and while the immediate fringe might have been déclassé, pure air and the countryside appealed to the wealthy, just as they do today. Throughout European history, the privileged classes retreated to rural settings for restoration and contemplation. Think of the English manor or the Italian villa, or the wealthy Florentines who fled the plague in the 1300s by retreating to the countryside in Boccaccio's The Decameron. The modern-day suburban pattern, in which large swaths of the middle